Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us for our daily update. You had the bad news from Bank of Ireland yesterday. What did AIB have to report today?
Well, good evening, Matt. It was just as much bad news out of AIB today as it was Bank of Ireland yesterday. So all of the banks, Permanent TSB, Bank of Ireland and AIB, are updating their shareholders on current trading and how COVID-19 will impact their businesses. AIB, like Bank of Ireland, has set aside a large sum of money in the expectation that not all loans will be repaid. The bank putting aside in the first 3 months of this year €210 million in respect of troubled loans. Now, what the banks are doing is making a general assumption that the economy is taking a large hit right now, that not all of the loans to companies, to SMEs, to personal customers will be repaid. They haven't gone through the loan book individually yet, so they haven't looked at individual mortgages, individual business loans, but they're just making general assumptions that the economy is going to take a hard hit and putting some money aside. So in AIB's case, it's €210 million. What all of the banks will do now is look at the direct impact of a loan-by-loan review. So if you're one of the customers who has requested a payment break on your mortgage or your business loan, they will now start quantifying how many of those loans will eventually lead to a longer-term default or longer-term arrears. So you would expect the banks, and Bank of Ireland alluded to it yesterday, AIB did say it this morning, that as they go through this process of assessing which loans will not be repaid in full, they will be taking even greater impairment charges in the coming months, and they will be detailed in the next couple, probably over the summer, in and around August. The bank did note that if it wasn't for the impact of COVID-19, the quarter, first 3 months of this year, January, February and March, did get off to a decent enough start. However, lending overall for those 3 months, 12% down on last year. It does expect that fee income will be down because there's less transactions going on between companies. There's less lending activity. And of course, it did cave in on that plan to put maintenance fees in place for current accounts. So that's why its income will be lower this year. It does just highlight the scale of the restructurings it has offered customers out there between the UK, where it does have a substantial business in the north, and also in the UK as well, and between its business here in Ireland. 50,000 payment breaks have been put in place by the bank. And it is also talking about the fact that its cost base will have to fall in the next couple of years to make up for the lack of income coming in through the doors.
OK, we had Eddie Wilson of Ryanair on the programme just after 5 o'clock, talking about the airline's plans to get restarted in July with 1,000 flights a day across the skies of Europe. Now, what do you reckon the chances of success are of this, Ian?
Yeah, it's interesting that Ryanair have been giving this a hell of a lot of publicity today. Michael O'Leary himself has been touring the UK media. He was on ITV, BBC and Sky earlier on. Some holes are being picked in the plan as people look through it, because, of course, the first thing is, how do you get on the plane in the first place? You've got to go through the airport doors, and they're somewhat relying on people to either take their own temperature or for the airports to take their temperature. Now, I would imagine there will be many, many airport chief executives out there saying, well, it is not up for us to determine whether you should be flying on a flight or not. Should that be up to the person themselves? So already you can see that there are people looking at what Ryanair have come out and said, and looking at the July timeline and thinking, perhaps that's just a little bit too soon. The British Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, he was speaking on the BBC earlier on today. Sorry, he was speaking on ITV earlier on today, and he was telling British listeners and viewers that their summer holidays, their 2 weeks in Spain or 2 weeks in Portugal or the south of France, wasn't a likely runner this year because, of course, Britain very wary of people catching the COVID-19 disease abroad and bringing
it back. And they have a quarantine when you come back for the 2 weeks you're supposed to quarantine.
Which many people, if you're taking 2 weeks and you're back in work, Matt, how many employers will say to you, fine, you can go, if you are having to be somebody who needs to be back into a place of work, which many people will be over the course of the summer, this just seems to be very, very premature. You can understand why Ryanair would like to see travel get underway as soon as possible. They have practically no revenues coming through the door. They are burning through millions of euro of cash every day as those planes sit on the ground. I think the advice from authorities might be the thing we'll need to watch out for in the next couple of months as to whether they will sanction or allow travel activity and visitors in from abroad. I think that might be the bigger issue for Ryanair than passengers with turning up at the airports themselves. I think we're going to have to watch how the Irish government, the British government and some other countries that still have lockdown restrictions in place respond to Michael O'Leary's announcement today.
What did you make of IBEC? We had Fergal O'Brien on earlier today looking for $15 billion to be immediately pumped into the economy and a further $25 billion later into infrastructure as part of what it's calling Reboot and Reimagine.
Yeah, and look, let's be honest, we've already spent a lot of money in this country. We know that the extra health measures are going to cost us several billion euro, keeping the number of people on the pandemic unemployment payment and the temporary wage subsidy scheme. That's going to cost us about 6 billion. So the government have already spent 8 billion. Look, you know, IBEC have come up with a very credible plan. I read through a lot of that document that they put out this morning. It is very long, very detailed and very good. It's whether the Irish government are in a mind to start spending more money or whether they're looking at the budget deficit and thinking we cannot go any further because they fear that bond markets, who will lend us all of this money to keep companies going, give out these cash payments, waive commercial rates, give out cheap money in grant form. Where does that money come from? The Irish government are very concerned that they don't want to be in a position they were back in 2008, 9 and 10 when they needed money. The bond markets wouldn't lend to us. Right now, we don't seem to have that problem. We are going to sell off, the National Treasury Management Agency are going to sell off another bond later on this week. Demand for it, I would imagine, will be quite good, but there may come a point in time where bond markets are fearful of lending to Ireland. So the government are worried about that. And then you have businesses looking to get cash in right now. So it is a trade-off. I would be with the IBEC argument that we do need money going through to the economy. The only people that are supplying it or can supply it are the government. I just don't think the government's head is in that position where it could contemplate making that level of investment available immediately. $15 billion is a huge sum of money. Matt, that's probably more than 20% of all the taxes we're going to collect this year. It's a huge sum of money. Look, I'd be very favourable to that IBEC plan. However, I think that the government's head is probably not in a space yet where it could contemplate some of those measures.
One final thing. I suppose a lot of people are looking at why is McDonald's getting publicity because it's opening 6 venues for drive-thru restaurants. But then I was thinking about it. McDonald's is very important to the Irish beef sector, isn't it, as a buyer of the beef product. And indeed, all of the fast food restaurants around the country, there is a good reason for many people to want them open.
Yeah, and we spoke about it when Supermax opened a number of drive-thrus a couple of weeks ago. McDonald's announcing that 6 drive-thru restaurants in Ireland will open next week. They haven't given the locations just yet. They are putting in the protective screening, which will obviously be important in kitchens, so they will minimise the interaction between staff members. Look, this is very important for the Irish beef industry. About $160 million a year is spent by McDonald's with Irish beef farmers out there right now because of restaurants closed down. We know beef farmers will have a surplus of stock. They are not able to export abroad because, of course, restaurants around the world are closed as well. McDonald's are also a huge employer. There are 95 restaurants in Ireland. They employ thousands of people. So getting them back up and running will be important for the number of people who are currently out of work. They also, Matt, because of the size of McDonald's estate, 95 restaurants, if they can open up the drive-thrus, operate them safely, come the next phase of the reopening for restaurants of the 29th of June, it will be important to see if McDonald's can manage to operate their kitchens with physical and social distancing, still be able to offer customers a full menu. That will be very important to get the rest of its restaurant estate back up and running as well.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post. As ever, thank you for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.